Friday. Sport.
Hiya, in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead tonight. Seems like it's been a long time coming, but the Dons are finally back in action this weekend, although we have to wait a little bit longer than Saturday at 3pm because Aberdeen travel to New Douglas Park on Sunday to face Hamilton in the lunchtime kickoff. And as always, our man with the team is Dave Galloway.
Yes, John, manager Derek McInnes told me today after the international break, the players, they're all raring to go and keen to rebuild some momentum after the recent win over Dundee United.
We've managed to recharge, hopefully give the boys a few days off. We trained a couple of days last week, boys played the reserve game that had to play, but by and large they got a few days off and we came back in at the start of the week ready to prepare for Hamilton as normal. So we spoke often enough about us having the early start to bring the boys back earlier, that we feel those international breaks are important for how we manage the season.
Good time to take stock, obviously. How would you assess the campaign so far?
Well, it's been up and down. You know, obviously we've had a couple of strong months at the start of the season and we had a poor October. Hopefully we've started November the way we want to go on, and good win against United. I thought it was a very comfortable win. I think the last three performances have been better, and we get the result and that's the most important thing. Not only the performances, the last few games help confidence, but the result is probably the biggest factor that will give the confidence to players, staff, everybody, supporters. So I think that the win was comfortable, as I said, on the day, and it's important now we look to Hamilton, where we're going to have to fight and scrap for everything against a team who always make it difficult for their opponent.
Yeah, contrasting fortunes for Aberdeen away to Hamilton last season, a 3-0 loss and a 3-0 win.
Yeah, and the 3-0 win was excellent. I think we had a couple of goals chopped off as well, and we played very well. But no, you're right to say the contrast. I think Hamilton are a team who, if get given encouragement, who they can rattle you, they can get in about you, they can make the game quick. The pitch lends itself to making the game quicker anyway. You know, there's a real, it can be quite frantic at times. You know, we've seen teams there, I've seen Hamilton a couple of times this season at home, and the game has been that. And you've got to be able to make sure you see that part of the game out and know that when the game does settle, that if you can bring a composure and a balance to it, and there is pivotal times to show quality, but by and large you've got to make sure you fight your corner and do the dirty stuff.
Now, I've also had a chat with Willow Flood today, and the midfielder's ready for battle.
Very tough game for me. I think he's done a really good job, Martin Canning, this season, and it was a tough team to play against, and even the game at home, I didn't think we played particularly well, but we grinded out a 1-0 win. For me, I'm expecting a really tough game and we need to play really well on the day to get 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, Hamilton battled very hard. Is this the sort of game that would be ideal, be suited to yourself, just get stuck in?
I'll tell you after the game, the weekend. we know that we need to play well, and when we get on the ball, we need to pass it, but we know that when we don't have it, we need to work really hard against them to get the ball back, and then we need our flair players to turn up on the day. And if our flair players turn up on the day, we're a match for anyone in this league.
Yeah, it's all about a combination, I guess, of silk and steel, if you like.
Yeah, we know that. For me, the two midfielders and their team, we just need to win the ball back and get a pass to the players that can make things happen. And if we can do that, then we win the game. We should.
Let me bring in David and Andrew here. Football people, they always talk about there being like good times and bad times to go into an international break. Usually the bad time is when you go into one after a defeat because you've got to wait for a couple of weeks to try and put it right. The Dons didn't have that issue. We went in with a win, but because it was our first in so many games, I think ideally they'd have gone back out there last weekend to try and make it a habit again, Andrew.
Yeah, I think you're right there, John. I mean, speaking to the players after the Dundee United game, which seems like months ago now, they were saying they'd much rather be playing straight away. You know, a midweek game would have come perfectly for them. But they've had the opportunity to go and recharge the batteries, and at least they're looking back on a victory rather than, as was mentioned in the press conference today, having this monkey on their back that when are we actually going to win another game sort of thing. But the game on Sunday will be a tough one, no doubt about that. Hamilton are a stuffy side. They're inconsistent. They haven't won any of their last five games. Their October was every bit as bad as Aberdeen's. So someone's got to break, and we at least are going in the back of a victory, whereas they're going in the back of their last game was a 2-0 defeat at Tynecastle. So I think Aberdeen just hold the edge there, and we could see a result similar to what happened second time around last season. The game in October last year was a disaster of a game. It was just a horrible performance.
Let's not talk about that. Or referees at this point, Andrew. Let's just let it build. Let it build like a powder keg. This gap that we've had between the Dundee United game and now, it's almost like the end of the league and the start of the Europa League qualifiers. A good win over United, we got them at a good time for us, I think. I mean, their confidence must be rock bottom. Bottom of the table, looking like they're staying there or thereabouts. Hamilton, different proposition, as Andrew says. Certainly the home ground, they can give anyone a good game, can't they?
Yeah, and also the fact that although the manager made light of the artificial surface today, it will suit the home team more than the visitors. I think I mentioned last week Ali Crawford should be back for them. He'll make a big, big difference in terms of the creativity. But, if the Dons can go into that game back in October last year, to me was one of these, a bit like the St Johnson game, just a blip.
It was a Friday night game, wasn't it?
It was a Friday night. Andrew had just come back from holiday. We soon put him in his place. And I remember driving back up my own, and the weather was absolutely horrendous. The whole night was just one I would like to write off, and in fact, I will.
Yeah. The referee for this match, Andrew, is Willie Collum. Why does that make Dave Grimace so much for this fixture?
Just cast your mind back to the last time we played at New Douglas Park. That answers it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't understand why the SFA have decided to appoint him for this game. A, because he only did our game against Celtic, 3 weeks ago. It's only two games since we last had him. And surely they must realise that everybody's going to throw up all the mistakes that he made in that previous game between Aberdeen and Hamilton at New Douglas Park. And, just castigate him once again for all the amateur errors that he made in that match. But hopefully we're not going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about a good football match.
Mm. Maybe Derek asked for him again.
I would very much doubt that.
Asked after him, possibly. So Willie Collum refereeing, but on the park, a couple of injury worries, we're being told.
Couple of unnamed injury concerns for the manager. A couple of injuries. We're not doing too badly injury-wise this season compared to this time last year. And we do have the strength and depth that we should be able to cope with whoever. If it's only a couple of players missing, we should be able to bring in players that can do a job for the team. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, Hamilton versus Aberdeen on Sunday lunchtime coming up. We've heard from our boss. Next up, it's the Aki's Martin Canning.
I think personnel-wise it'll be the same team, but we all know confidence in football is a huge thing as well, and obviously they've gone through a bad run and they've kind of picked up, so we know it'll be a hard game. There's no easy games, and obviously they're playing one of the top teams in the league, so they'll come down here, I'm pretty sure they'll come down expecting to win, and I'm pretty sure we'll be focused and try to win as well.
You have to run close up at Pittodrie. You want to maybe prove that you can go that step further against them?
Yeah, definitely. I thought we played excellent up there that night. We were very unfortunate to take something from the game, or another night we may have, but like I say, this week we'll approach it properly. We'll go out to try and get 3 points.
Dave had a terrible call today, did that interview, I think. Martin Canning, when he went in there first, he had a tough act to follow, and it took him a long time. Actually, Hamilton, I imagine, had a lot more patience than many clubs would have when he took over. But he's steadied the ship slightly, hasn't he?
He has steadied the ship, there's no question of that. They're sitting sixth in the table. They've done reasonably well this season. You're right, it was a hard act to follow in Alex Neil, but I think they're great ones down at New Douglas Park for continuity, not just in terms of their management, but in terms of players coming through their academy system and all the rest, and every credit to them. I think they've been a big success story in Scottish football in recent years.
I produced some great players in the past, as you say, some young ones coming through the academy. Of this lot, though, is there anyone that's going to cause us a real problem? Is there a standout?
Yeah, Ali Crawford, the guy that Dave mentioned. He's the most creative player by a distance in their side. I mean, the two centre-backs, Garcia, Tena, Tagliapetra, not the greatest defenders, I would say, but awkward at set pieces, so we'll have to watch out there. The thing is with Hamilton, you always know you're going to get a physical challenge from them. Any team that has Grant Gillespie and Darian McKinnon in midfield, they'll cause you physical problems. And that's why I think having the likes of Willow Flood back in there, nipping away at their ankles, harrying them, doing his best Fagan impersonations, just nicking balls when the least expect it. You know, that could sway things for Aberdeen. If Willow plays the way he did against United, against Hamilton, I think what he said earlier will win it.
He did look like himself again for the vast majority of that game, but I think probably missing a little bit of match fitness towards the end. He tended to fade out a little bit, didn't he?
Just a wee bit, but that's understandable because he'd been out for a while with injury, and he always likes to play well against Dundee United. But he's the type of player that relishes the type of challenge that Hamilton produced for you, and I think Willow could be a key man.
Is it a case, Dave? I mean, I always think when Hamilton are playing well, they all almost seem like they have more players in the park than you do, because every time you get on the ball, there's three of them closing you down. Is it a case of just outdoing them at that first and foremost?
Yeah, we have to match them in that sense, because they do close you down very, very quickly. They're at your heels all the time, and you know, we really have to sort of impose ourselves on the game. As the manager said, it's going to be very quick, you know, on the slick surface, particularly with the weather we're having just now, it's going to be even more so. So I would expect a fast pacey game, and as Andrew said, a very physical game down there as well.
Okay. North Sound 1 Friday Sports. Let's get on to those teams for Sunday lunchtime then. Let's go with Dave Galloway, your team first up.
No change from the United game. Ward in goals, Logan Taylor, Reynolds and Shinny at the back, Jack and Flood sitting, Pollitt, McLean and Hayes behind Rooney.
Andrew?
Same 11, other than I've put Niall McGinn in place of Peter Pollitt.
Dave?
Ward, Logan Taylor, Reynolds, Considine, McLean, Jack, Shinny and Hayes, McGinn and Rooney.
Okay, and now the one to watch, so we'll stay with you for that one, Dave.
I'm going to go for Danny Ward, just for... don't look at me quizzically like that, please. Just for somebody different. He's been outstanding all season. I think we've talked about how Hamilton are in your faces. So they'll want to keep the pace going at their pace on the artificial surface. So I think in Danny, we're going to have a keeper that spreads confidence throughout his back four. And I think Danny Ward, Hamilton, once we've got over their initial surge and come through unscathed, that can be significant, you know.
I just hope we barely mentioned Danny Ward at all, if I'm honest. Certainly I don't want a man of the match appearance. Dave Galloway, you're one to watch.
Willow Flood for me, John. Terrific, as we've touched on already, terrific in the win against United. Aki's their style of play. They'll hustle and bustle. They'll battle away. Willow's style of play, I would say, is ideally suited to this kind of game.
And finally, Andrew.
I'm going to go for the goal machine, Adam Rooney. He scored in his last three games. He's now up to 46 goals for Aberdeen. No player has scored more goals for Derek McInnes, the manager, than Adam Rooney has. He's a key player. He'll feel that he was robbed of at least two goals last time. One that bounced about a yard and a half over the line. One a clear penalty when Garcia Tena wrestled him to the ground right in front of Willie Collins.
Jesus, I said at the time. Yeah.
Play on, nothing wrong with that. It was a fair enough power slam. So I think Adam will add to his tally against Hamilton.
Whilst we're on teams, let's do this team. This is Aberdeen's greatest 11 and manager. Now, it was started by Aberdeen Arnold on Aberdeen Mad. And it says, on the AFC website today, a chance to win hospitality for the county game for four. Not sure who I'll pick yet, but the Dazzler's in with a shout. Aberdeen's greatest 11 and manager, and also your guys' greatest 11, I think, or at least people that would make the squad. Dave?
Well, Aberdeen Arnold goes for Leighton, Miller, McLeish, Kennedy, Anderson, Strachan, Bett, Jess, Weir, Archibald and Hamilton, and Fergie as a manager. Dandy's on tour says, three changes from your team. You've no left back. He should never have gone to Rangers, but Davey Robertson is probably our best left back. Although I agree with Jess, and being from Portside, I would support that. Good reasons for picking your team. However, no holding or ball winner in midfield, hence Simpson gets my vote. McAttack goes for players from his era: Leighton, Anderson, McLeish, Miller, McKimmy, Strachan, Bett, Mason, Weir, Hewitt, Shearer and Sir Alex, and lots of others. There's a few, I think, that are appearing in just about every team. The winners will be announced next week, or the winning team, which is the one that gets the most votes. So if you want my team,
carry on.
Okay, Leighton, Kennedy, McLeish, Miller, Schuin, Strachan, Cooper, Simpson, Bett, Shearer and Harper.
I would have Jim Leighton in goal, Stuart McKimmy, Alec McLeish, Willie Miller. I'd have John McMaster at left back, as I thought was a hugely underrated player. Gordon Strachan, Neil Simpson, Jim Bett and Peter Weir in the midfield, and Joe Harper and Ian Jess, who for me was simply the most naturally gifted player that I ever saw play for Aberdeen. Even allowing for the Gothenburg guys, I thought Jess would have slotted into that team, no bother at all. And it was a toss-up between two managers. Eddie Turnbull was fantastic back in the 60s, early 70s, but I think just because of what he won, Fergie's got to be the manager.
Dave, who'd be in your squad or your team?
Just to keep it simple, it'd be the Gothenburg starting 11 with Fergie as the manager.
Back to this week and the poll, again an Aberdeen Mad, like this. Will Aberdeen produce their Sunday best and beat Hamilton, and the results are in, Dave.
It's not as decisive as you might have thought, John. Yes, 65.2%. No, 34.8%.
Okay. What do we think? Our score predictions, Andrew?
I'm going to go 2-0 to the Dons.
Dave Galloway?
I'll go 3-1.
Dave Mack?
2-0 for me as well.
Now, the other game. Celtic against Kilmarnock.
I think you can only see that as being a home victory. Kilmarnock have had little good spells, but they never produce anything at Celtic Park, so home win for Celtic.
Teesside Derby, Dave Galloway, Dundee United versus St Johnstone.
Well, Dundee United will certainly be fired up under head coach Mixu, but I think St Johnstone will just edge it 1-0.
Hearts v Dundee, Dave.
I'd like to see Dundee doing something, so as long as it gives us an incentive, or even more of an incentive, to get the points at Hamilton, but I think 2-1 for Hearts.
Partick Thistle against Inverness Caledonian Thistle.
I think it will end up being a draw, to be honest, because if Ryan Christie's not there, that's half of the Inverness Cali Thistle team gone, basically, this season. And Thistle having home advantage, I think they'll be good enough to get a share of the spoils.
Yeah, say what you see. Ross County against Motherwell, Dave Galloway.
Ross County, they've been a little bit up and down of late, but I think they'll get back to winning ways. I think they'll win 2-0.
North Sound 1 Friday Sport.
On to Peterhead. Mixed fortunes Peterhead over the last 7 days. They defeated Queen's Park 2-1 at Hampden to make the Petrofac Cup final. Then drew 1-1 against Stranraer in the league. Tomorrow, Bluetoon back at Balmoor to play Cowdenbeath. Boss Jim McAnally.
They've got a good strike force, that's for sure. Greg Spence and Gordon Smith, two players that are well capable at this level. Middle of the park, they've got a wee boy Murdoch that was, I think he was player of the year for Rangers last year, wee Murdoch in there. They've got the good players and obviously they won 3-0 against Brechin last week, so they're in decent form. So I expect them obviously to be quite a handful, but we can be quite a handful also up the other end. So, you know, we just need to take it to them and hopefully get the win.
In the Hand League, the first match of the weekend is tonight, weather permitting. I don't know what the crowd's going to be like. Leaders Cove at home to Huntley in an 8 p.m. kickoff. Cove boss John Shell.
Well, we've played Huntley already twice this year and both games have been very close, and so we know what they're capable of. They have a lot of Aberdeen based players and that always make sure they lift our game against us, and this one in everyone's hometown of Aberdeen on Friday night will add an extra bit of impetus for their players as well to do well.
In the other games, Bucky Thistle take on Keith. We're on to the Saturday matches now, of course. Devon Vale against Clach. Inverurie Locos are at for Martin United. Fort William welcome Forest Mechanics. It's Lossiemouth against Fraserburgh. Rothes take on Brora Rangers. And the last one, Turriff United against Strathspey Thistle. The juniors, Dave.
Scottish Junior Cup third round. Our two survivors, Hermes, are away to Cooper and Stonehaven at home to St Anthony's. 1:45 kickoffs, both of those. In the Dominus Pizza North Regional Cup first round, Colony Park against Forest Thistle, East End against Cruden Bay. 1:15 for those. And in the McBookie.com Super League, 2 o'clock kickoff for Banksy against Cooter. At 1:30 for the rest of the games, Bridge of Don Thistle against Inverness City. Bankery St Terran travel to Deveronside. Stufftown against Maud, Ellen United against Hall Russell United, and FC Stonewood versus Dice. First of his niece, Buckenhaven Hearts against Glen Tanner. Aberdeen Uni, they're at Fraserburgh United. It's Lewis United versus Parkvale. Sunnybank against Newmarket United. And finally, in the First Division West, Falkirk take on Bucky Rovers. Granton play Isle of Ale. Lossiemouth United against Birkhead Thistle. And the final one, New Elgin against Nairn St Ninian.
That is pretty much it for this week. We'll keep you up to date over the weekend, as always, and stay right there. James Barr is coming up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.